Okay. So you start work, figure your budget. So you can start figure your why, then I do logistics, then you do the
Yeah.
brand part, value, and I finish with sales. I think it's cool.
You ready to roll?
Yay, let's do
Okay.
that.
Action. Yay, let's do that. Is that what you're saying to me, Jonah? Hey,
Yes.
Jonathan. It's good to be back, mate. What's happening?
Yes. Good. Our first new generation episode got a lot of very good feedback. So
Yes.
I'm so happy to have read all that you shared, folks, about this episode. So it confirmed that we made so far at least the right choice. So it's time to reply to another question, I guess.
Yes. And this week we're going to talk about solo entrepreneurship.
Hey, so
I think
it's
we didn't cover it
Thursday,
in one of our
things are
previous
looking
shows, but we
up,
thought we'd revisit
and I
this.
just gave you a
Try and go
little
through it in our
peek
60
behind the
way
curtain
before we
of
jump
a
into the
recent
conversation.
podcast recording with my good
And then
friend,
also,
Jonathan
for
Gall.
you to stick
My
around
name is
for
Werner
the
Puchert, and you're listening to Finding Frequency,
Columbus.
One man's quest to find the extraordinary in the ordinary, one day at a time. So I dabble in multiple podcasts, actually produced one that I'm not really involved with now, producing another one. And then I also have my own one, Block Thinking, with Jono. And we get together twice a month to record episodes, focusing really on product design, technology, entrepreneurship specifically as well. And we recently redesigned the show. We kind of fired up to get things going again. And we fundamentally using the show to build up our business, build brand. And it's been useful. I mean, Jonathan has won some work through the show and through the work we've done. I've kind of won one or two speaking engagements, met a few very, very interesting people, and it's been useful, especially, as expats, we both don't always get out that much, and it's difficult to connect because we don't speak the language. And the magical medium of podcasting has been very useful to help open doors and start conversations. So, yeah, I mean, let me not turn this into a full-on promotional thing because block thinking might not be for you. But what might be for you is the topic that we spoke about today, and I wanted to share that with you a little bit. And hopefully, it will make sense in the context of finding frequency because when we spoke today, I had a bit of an insight and maybe a little bit of a revelation around a mistake I've made. But looking back to it as a point of learning, and I thought I'll document it here and share it with you. So we were talking about the movement from entrepreneurship or from permanent employment, where you have a boss or a working for a company. And how I then moved into entrepreneurship. And I remember one of the things that I did, and I did it with intention. And looking back at that point, I would probably do things differently today. But what I did is that I did my work at my corporate job, and then I did a hard cut and then went into the role of entrepreneurship. Of course, mentally, I was preparing myself. You can't help yourself. You think about it, you worry, you're concerned. You're excited. But I didn't do a lot of things leading up to my departure from my company because I thought, perhaps a bit unethical. I would say now, reflecting back, yes, trying to win clients and maybe starting to do work on the side might be unethical in some instances, but I missed a bit of a beat by not focusing on things that I could have done, like building brand. Thinking about marketing campaigns, thinking about sales, maybe doing a bit more around financial projections. I did some of that, most of it I did when I left in the first month or two. But also, what that did is to my second point is where some of the stuff that I did do, I had to do when I left the company, where I should have built myself a buffer, more time, because I also met with a kind of former client of mine, And we spoke a bit of business, of course, today, but we also spoke about his future because he's about to take a leap into working for himself next year. And he's started to carefully, I mean, it's not all planned out, but planning out his move. He's kind of certain of where he wants to move to. But then when he leaves, he's built himself a buffer time. In fact, he's booked himself a massive trip to Asia to take 2 months at least break to refocus, get his mind together, and then jump into his new adventure. Where I walked out of my cubicle straight into planning, setting up certain things, and then getting busy with work, not giving myself that break. And then, you know, some of the things that I, like, for example, a website, I haven't even created a website yet. I've been really blessed by having business and things on the move. I'm not saying you need a website these days anymore, but I mean, at least I should have had some of that stuff in place. I'm getting there slowly but surely, but I should have done that. And that comes to the point where I think it's rare in life that you have to make a drastic cut in things. It's rather about making a blend. I mean, I did a recording just before this and I had to throw it away because I forgot to switch the mic on. But I said in the recording, yeah, you know, the only thing you should cut drastically or do a hard cut is when you're using heroin or something crazy. I mean, it was a dumbass joke. But then I also realized that that dumbass joke, I mean, potentially for a lot of people coming off of substance abuse, is probably better or more, makes more sense for them to also wean off, to blend off it. I mean, I'm not an expert in that field and I don't want to step in there and give people advice about that. But I think a lot of things like, you know, eating and dieting and exercise, like I spoke about step by step, blend off, start slowly and then escalate things up. So once again, I think some of the advice that I spoke about or thinking that I had in a previous episode, I actually came to the realization that I've done some of those things in the opposite. So if I had to go back and do it again, yes, I would do a bit more of a blend in the sense of doing a bit more careful planning beforehand while doing, having the security of my current job. And then potentially with things I'm doing now, I want to make drastic changes to get more organized. But I've just realized again today that it's step by step, easy go it. Like, try and blend things in. You don't have to be so hard on yourself. Flow. So hopefully this made sense and you find it useful. Always great to share these thoughts and ideas. And as always, thanks for listening.